Sanhedrin, Perkhes Mishnevav, Hababa Machteres, Nidin Hashem Sof. A person comes, the Machteres. Person comes into somebody's house by breaking in. Nidin Hashem Sofo. He's judged on the basis of what he's going to do on the end, which means the owner is allowed to kill him. Like the Gemara says, Rava says, because there's a chazakah that any homeowner will stand up for himself for his own money. He won't just let a guy go and steal his stuff. And because he's going to stand up for himself, we also know that the ganav, therefore, is prepared for that, and he will kill him in that faction. So there's almost like a chazakah that what's going to happen is the ganav is going to kill the owner when he goes and stands up for himself. Therefore, just like any other rodeh, if a person's coming to kill you, you're allowed to kill him first. Now, why is it just dafka baba machteres in secret? But what if a guy just brazenly walks into a house? So the Rambam happens to learn, Einachanami, it's the same halacha, just baba machteres has a more common occurrence, and that's why the Mishnah chose baba machteres. However, Rashi seems to learn it's dafka baba machteres. The fact that he's doing it in private and digging away, that's sort of his hasra. That's showing that he knows and he's ready to stand up for his life. Mashenkin, a guy that just walks in, he actually would need hasra. You couldn't just kill him. But it would come out, though, it seems according to everybody, that if the guy would go into a place that you wouldn't kill him, let's say he goes into an open front yard, middle of the day, that's not a case of baba machteres, because you wouldn't go and stand up for yourself as much in that place. He could easily just walk out or whatever. That would be a little different. Hay baba machteres v'shavras achavis. So if this guy's baba machteres and he breaks a barrel, im yesh lo damim, if he has blood to him, meaning he's not somebody that's a bar katala, he's alive. The example the Gemara gives is he's your father. Your father would not kill you. He's not coming to kill you. He's so desperate. He's stealing from his son. But if you would stand up for yourself, your father would not kill you. Therefore, he has blood. He's considered a walking live person. And if he breaks something, chayiv. He's chayiv to pay you for it. Im ein lo dam im pater. But if he's a person that has no blood, meaning you would kill him because he would kill you, so you would kill him, pater. Then the ganav is pater. Why? Because since he has a din of misa, because you would kill him, and misa is more chamor than paying 50 bucks for this barrel of wine or whatever it costs, we only give him the stronger punishment of misa. At that point, he was chayiv misa, therefore he's pater from paying. Now, this applies even if he walks out at the end of the day and he wasn't killed. Because at the time that he stole, he was chayiv misa. Because ein adam mesu mishalem, person is not killed and also pays. Now, the question you may ask, Taisus Yonta brings in the beginning of Ksuvis, that only a chayiv misa is based in pater somebody from paying. And even if it's not carried out, if there's a chayiv misa based in, that's what paters you from paying. And here, there's no chayiv misa based in. It's just that the guy can kill him, the owner can kill him. So the Taisus Yonta says, it's not a kasha at all. That was only coming to exclude like a chiv kares or misa bidei shemayim. When you do an aveira that's a chiv kares or misa bidei shemayim, and at the same time you hurt somebody financially, that does not pater. You still have to pay him. It's only a misas based in. But this is similar to a misas based in. It's almost as if the guy is acting like a based in. It's as if it's nidin be based in, like Taisus Yonta says. And therefore he's pater from tashlumim.